Welcome to the Boss Fest podcast, where I can only say welcome one time. That is it. Because any other time I want to try to be, you know, in my radio voice, I get the hate. Man, listen, we're going to turn this to Hateful Wednesday, because I swear I be trying to get in a good mood and the spirits around me just be attacking. So we're going to enjoy this Wednesday. Hopefully you're having a great Wednesday. And the hell you counting for?
I was just waiting for you to say everything that you're about to say three times. But go ahead. You're on a roll. You're on a roll. Happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday, everybody. Hopefully you're chasing your bag. You're getting to your dreams. You're making it happen. And if not, you fixing what you did wrong to continue the process. But
who not fixing what you did wrong? Listen, I'm excited for today's conversation. So I always love Wednesdays, because Wednesdays are going to bring me some type of elevation, some type of knowledge, and there is growth behind our conversations. Even though I get on your nerves, there is some growth, and there's a message waiting for me every Wednesday. I truly receive that. But listen, I'm excited because we're talking about a lot of different things, and we're talking about building brands today, right? And so I know we were talking about, like, likes don't transition into money on social media, but like, you posted like two times last week, and I know you was looking for your bag. I seen you looking for your check.
I was trying, but I was like, man, maybe I get 50 cents. You had got $9 one time.
I knew that's what it was. I got $9.50, but you, sir, are a hater. My $9.50 ain't your $9.50. So don't be looking in my pocket trying to duplicate what I do. Like, what I'm doing is for me.
I got it, baby.
That's my $9.
You went to Burger King. You got the trio. You good to go.
I'm not no Burger King type of chick. Don't do that. I had $9.50. And I took that $9.50 and invested in myself on however I did. But you ain't gonna call me no Burger King type chick. That's what haters do.
How did you invest in yourself with
$9.50? It don't matter what I did. I didn't go to Burger King.
Wawa.
You done.
All right, y'all. So listen, we've been have a good time today. We got a special guest. You know, whenever we got company in the house, we like to cut up a little bit. So we're gonna put on our professional side, because we know.
I came with a jacket too, because I'm ready to see my message. You don't see it, I'm ready.
That's your jacket. Who you get that from? Michael Jackson.
See, this is what I'm saying. This is the hate. My jacket, because I'm ready to receive my message. Continue what you're doing, hater.
All right, y'all. So we're gonna bring it to the stage, and I'm gonna let them introduce themselves, because I'm bad at introductions. Well, we're going to bring the lovely Dr. Kimberly Michelle to the stage. How are you doing today, ma'am?
Good evening, everybody. How y'all doing?
Hello. We are good.
Well, please introduce yourself to the people, so that way we can get this conversation running.
Yes, I see y'all are already ready to go. So I am Dr. Yes. Kimberly Michelle. I'm known as the Purpose Pusher, but I am a 25-year Air Force veteran, psychologist, multiple spa owner. I had three here in Tampa previously, and I'm a leadership catalyst. So I build brands, build leaders, and I build organizations. That's a little bit about what I do.
You simplified the hell out of your bio. When I went over that thing, I said, man, this is a book. And you ran that through in 10 good seconds. I like your elevator pitch. I love it.
I was going to say, that's the tip, right? So you can do so many things, but what does it boil down to? What's really important? I've been blessed to do a lot of things, and I thank God, but you have to know how to sell yourself in a moment. So that right there was a gem for somebody. Y'all take that.
Yes.
Got it. Yes. So what is Dr. Kimberly doing now, working on? What is in the works for you right now, ma'am?
Oh, so this year has been keynote speaking. Right? Okay. What I used to do, even owning the spas and coaching women, even getting out of the military, was I was always one-on-one, right? And that takes so much time. But I realized I can reach one to many and make more money in the same amount of time. So literally, I have been directed by God, and I'm on a roll to just keynote speaking and really being able to help way more people. I do conferences, I do educator conferences in the beauty world. So now, instead of sitting behind a chair, because I'm 40 plus, okay? So I told people I don't have time to sit behind a chair and make a couple hundred dollars an hour anymore, right? So now educating, getting those people in the room, you can multiply it and you can make a bigger impact. That's really what it's all about. So I am making more of an impact by what I do.
That's amazing. I'm excited you admitted to being 40 plus. My counterpart here been in her 20s the past two decades. So I'm happy to see her, another woman saying, you know.
Don't come for counterpart. She can be whatever she wants to be, Edwina. And if it's doubled, if it's 10X, if it's 20X, that's what she does. She multiplies.
Sometimes it'd be the hate in your own circle, but that's okay. I just need people to understand that sometimes the hate be coming from real close.
Judas was at the table with Jesus. I just want y'all to know that. His betrayer was at the table. I'm just saying, we ain't calling nobody out. And two, the enemy doesn't rob an empty house. So if somebody's not talking about you, if they're not coming for you, you don't have any value anyway. So come on. Still haters come on and do their job.
Okay. Hello. Okay. I'm done. I don't got no more hate in my system. I'm done.
Come on, speed it up. Hurry up and do it. I can get to my promise. Yeah.
So I'm excited really to hear about you building leaders, because that's what I do in my 9-to-5. And that is no light work. Like, when you say it, it slides off the tongue. But really, when people are like going into leadership roles, whether that's 9-to-5 or your own entrepreneurship journey, that is definitely hard work to get someone in that frame of mind. So like, how do you go about like actually building leaders?
What I learned, and I'm use this quote from a mentor a long time ago, is that if you're taking a walk, if you're out and nobody's following you, then you're not a leader. You're just taking a walk. So a real leader actually has people behind them. They're multiplying themselves, because we can't do anything by ourselves. We have to have people coming behind us. If you want to know if you're making an impact, ask the 5 people next to you. Ask the 10 people around you. Because you can be in your own world thinking you're making this great impact and that you're changing lives. But if nobody else is multiplying from being around you, if no one else is growing, if no one else is seeing a harvest, then you're not a leader, right? And so oftentimes we are so selfish to say, I figured it out. You know, I'm going to gatekeep. That's everybody's favorite word, right? I learned what to do, so I'm going to keep it to myself because I had to get it out the mud. Well, you know what? If you help somebody else not get it out the mud, they'll pay you because you solved their problem. So you are stuck on yourself having to get it out the mud, but how about you turn that around and help somebody else get there quicker, and now you profit from helping somebody get to where they want to be. That's what a real leader does. They don't look at what other people are doing and just trying to make a name for themselves. If you don't know my name, I told one of my clients, if they never mention my name, I just want to see you do great, and in the background, yes, I know what I did. And so I'm going to be like, I did it. You don't have to say my name. I'm good.
No, because the proof is there. Like, you see them do well. And great leaders are just excited to see that movement. Mm-hmm. But I want to talk about the gatekeeping, because like, we've had several episodes and people mention gatekeeping a lot. And I just want to know, like, you going through the business world and getting to where you are right now, did you encounter people who were gatekeeping, or did you actually have people who wanted to pull you along and support you?
That's a double one. So I had both. I had people that said, I'll give you just enough to not do better than me. Mm. Right? I'll give you just enough of what you need, but I'm going to tell you what to do, but I'm not going to show you how to do it. Because I don't want you to surpass me. But then I've got people who give the information because they just want to see what I'm going to do with it. So then they can take it. So a lot of people, like y'all were talking about likes, a lot of people will like you just so they can see your strategy, your method, your blueprint, and then they take it and see if they can do it better. But one thing I know about God is that if you are anointed, it does not matter what you come to take from me. It still won't have the same sauce on it.
So what it will not have the same sauce.
It won't taste the same. It ain't gonna hit the same, right? So what I have learned is that, listen, let people gatekeep, let them keep something to themselves. But if you're going to God, if you're going to the one who gave you the vision in the first place, he's gonna give you the provision. So I don't have to come and get your crumbs off the floor and watch you and beg you to give me something. But I can go to God, who says, this is why I created you, this is why I designed you, and this is what I want you to do. That's when I became successful. Not after watching YouTube University and paying for all these different courses. The minute I went up in prayer, God sent the right people who poured into me and didn't even ask for a dime.
And didn't ask for a dime. That's crazy.
Every time. I can tell you, recently I went to this event, Creators Hub. If y'all have not been to Creators Hub, you got to go. And I said, all right, Lord, there's a few people I want to meet. There's one person in particular. And I said, God, when I meet her, you know, it's going to be on. But I couldn't make it the first 2 days. I went the last day. So then I was nervous, like, Lord, I'm going. I don't even know if she's going to be speaking. And as I was on my way out, I saw her in with my podcast studio where I record. And they said, Kimberly, weren't you looking for her? I said, I was. So I went in there, sat to talk with her. I'm excited because I wanted to meet her. So I'm like, hey, I wanted to meet you. And I love what you're doing and your influence. You got millions of followers. And she said, but tell me what you do. And I said, well, you know, I'm a leader and I strategize and I build brands and build people and I love God. She was asking me more about me than her.
Wow.
He said, I love what you do. Let me just give you a couple tips to make it skyrocket.
Wow.
You don't need to sit down. You don't need to book a call. When you get in the right room, doors open.
You are saying a mouthful because we were just talking about this the other podcast where there is collaboration at the top, but competition at the bottom. And it's so crazy that like, once people are so elevated, they are just happy to help you, pull you along, tell you what the next step is. But down at the bottom, everyone is like crabs in a bucket. And I just don't understand that. Cause I'm like, if you collaborated on the bottom, look how fast you could get to the top.
That's true. And they don't do that. You can tell where a person is financially based on where they are with their language, with their speech, right? So if I'm not willing to just give you a tip or something that's going to help you, because I know there's room out there for all of us, then I know you at the bottom. But when you're at the top, I'm not, you know, there's so much space. It's like being in an airplane, right? There's so much space when you get up in the air. There's so much room in the atmosphere, but on the ground, this is all you can see.
Yeah.
You look in like, oh, there's so many planes everywhere. There's so many people doing what I do. When you get up in the air, you don't even know half the time. If you in a Delta flight like I was today, you don't even see Southwest is in the air too. But you so
and don't care if they are either.
Looking at everybody else.
That is an amazing analogy because that's exactly what it is.
Mm-hmm. We don't get up there to find out. Oh, we got you speechless, Kevin. Look at that.
Look, I thought he was about to say something.
It happens from time to time.
Listen, we did it.
When it's so much game going on, I just sit back and watch and I listen and I absorb it. So I love being speechless because when we have these conversations, I take it as a learning opportunity for myself. I don't ever think anything's perfect in this space. And the biggest thing I've always take away from any conversation is, hey, you may have that one little piece that I was missing. But if I'm not ready to receive it, then I'm gonna miss it again. So right now I'm in my receive mode.
That's good. That was a mouthful, though, because like, and we can all learn from anybody. I tell people that all the time. Even when the Bible says that we learn in part, we prophesy in part, we don't have all of it. And I believe if God even showed us all of it, we would change our mind. We would quit. We wouldn't take up the assignment if we knew everything that came with it. So there are things that we're going to learn in levels. There are things that we're going to learn in timing. I talk about the Bible a lot, but seed, time, and harvest. You plant your seed, then you have to wait the time, then there's harvest. But many of us just run from, I planted my seed, I should see it today. No, be consistent. Put the work in. Have some confidence in what you planted. And then ask yourself, did I even plant in the right ground?
That's a major one right there, though. Planting that seed, you plant that seed, and then you water it for a second, and you turn around and say, ain't nothing grow. I'm tired. I'm done. This ain't work. Like, instantly, you done.
And did you plant it in the right place? Because no matter, you could do a good thing in the wrong place, it still won't work.
Still won't work.
So some of y'all watching are turning your wheels, are frustrated, and have put money into stuff and started all these launches, and it's not working because you weren't planted where you were supposed to be. You saw somebody else's turf, and it looked greener, and so you tried that. But if you would just do what you were called to do, nobody else can beat you being you.
That's a mouthful right there. And I think a lot of business owners, which is why like we kind of target starter businesses or people in 9 to 5 kind of creating their side hustle, is you don't know what to do. Like, you know you want to create a business, or you know you want that extra line of income, but you don't know what to do. So a lot of people are just watching someone else. Like, social media is a huge thing. Like, I watch them, I see the Lambo, so like that's the answer. You know, I'm doing taxes today because, you know, they got Lambos. And then, you know, tax season came and you didn't get paid. So now you're like, I'm not doing taxes no more. I'm selling T-shirts. And you never really are giving yourself that consistency to take off and really see what you could do. And so you saying like, hey, it's you who is going to be like the difference in that, because nobody can recreate you. It's like sitting in that and seeing like, what is it that I do better than like somebody else next to me, and really like growing that thing and planting that seed and watching it really take off.
Yeah. And I had to learn that, because oftentimes we follow claps, right? But claps do not equal contracts.
Woo. Ooh.
So the taxes look good today, and people are clapping for me, I'm gonna do that. Well, now wait, if I go start a course, people are clapping at that, so let me do that. But that's not bringing you contracts, because you didn't even work it enough. And I can say this boldly, because I did it, right? I used to brag on having 8 and 7 and 10 streams of income, right? But I heard my first millionaire tell me, if they aren't making a million, why did you move to the next one?
Yeah.
If the first thing you did is not sustaining itself on its own, why do you have 2, 3, and 4? And so I was like, oh, but I thought I got to have multiple streams. No, you can take one and do multiple things in that one.
Ooh.
That's where I learned, and where I was turning my wheels and going crazy, because I had spas, I had courses, I published books. Y'all, they told me I was like a Jamaican. I had anything. After my divorce, I was like, I'm really not going to stop. I'm going to do extra. Right? But that wasn't it, because I was burning myself out and people didn't know who I was. I started asking people, I said, what is, you know, this was before doctor. I said, what does Kimberly do for you? What does Coach Kimberly do for you? And then, I don't know, you motivate us. You do so much. You just empower us. I was like, I don't want to inspire you. That's beautiful. But now I got to lock in, and I got to lock in with the people that need what I have. Right? So that's where things started changing for me. And I started getting clear on who I was, so I could get clear on who my customer was. I could get clear on who my audience was, who my tribe was. If I'm not clear on who I am, people always say know, like, and trust, but they can know, like, and trust you and still be confused.
Yes.
Okay.
They can know you, they can like what you do, and they can trust that you're a good person, but they're still confused. What do you want me to buy? Right? Yep. You gave me gems. You taught me all this amazing stuff. But now what do I go buy from you?
Oh. That's a huge one, because I don't know if it was our coach that said that, but and I'm not knocking anyone with multiple streams of income, but it was basically like, if you're doing a lot of things, it basically tells us where your money is, because you can't be making a million if you're doing 30 different like businesses. Like, there's no way you could focus on one, because nobody has that much time in the day. So they're like, when someone introduces themselves and you say, I do this, I do this, and I do, you know, like all these things, they basically can say in their mind, well, I know what kind of income you have right now, because there's no way you're, you know, making millions because you're doing too many things. And I was like, that is important in itself, because people do think that you have to be doing a lot, when really what you have to do is lock in and focus. And when you start changing your price point and you start getting different clients, you realize that you don't have to do a lot. You just have to do what's needed to be done for the people that are your audience. And that's a huge thing.
Mm-hmm. And then what is your audience? So a lot of people say they're afraid of the high ticket, right? But the high ticket, this is what I learned. The high ticket people aren't afraid to pay you $5,000. They're just not sure that you can get them the result that they want.
Yes.
So when it's something that I want, when I go buy that Lambo, it's because it's going to give me the result I want. So I'm going to get the money that I need to get what I want. When I want those red bottoms, when I want, you know, Nikes, whatever I'm getting, I get it because it gives me the result I want. The result is I want people looking at me. I want to feel confident. I'll put my money in something that gives me a result. If people are not buying from you, it's because they don't believe you can fix their problem. And that was the hardest thing that I had to learn. Because I'm like, I know I'm good at this. I know what I'm doing. I know I can help you. But I gave you so much free stuff, you don't have to buy from me. So they just go and they binge watch me all day. They ain't got time.
Just start writing notes. That's a huge thing. Go ahead, Kevin.
No, I'm saying that's interesting because, you know, we've been in several different spaces listening to different coaches and different ideologies. One of our coaches that we was interacting with, they told us, hey, man, sometimes for people to know you, you have to give your game away, right? What is a safe space or a safe level of giving my game away just enough so that way you want to mess with me and now you want to invest in what I'm giving you on a grander level?
Y'all ready? Here it is. And I said it earlier. It's the what and the how. So let me tell you what you need to get done, what you need to do, but the how you need me for. Right? Mm-hmm. Because you know what you need to do. You're on YouTube trying to figure out how to, you know, start a course, how to build a course. But how do you do it? How do you market it? How do you make it successful? You need me. So every time you give gems or you give nuggets, put your CTA, your call to action at the end. Right? I just told you what you need to do, right? Because they want to build a course on doing a podcast, right? Well, let me not get into that, y'all. That ain't my podcast space. But let's say they want to do, and that's another thing, stay in your space, okay? Ooh. Let's say, because I teach ladies now how to open their own spa, right? Okay. Well, I have people all the time that say, I want to open my own spa. I want to open my own salon suites, whatever. So what you need to do is you need to do your research, right? Where are you going to have it? What kind of people are you going to have working it? What kind of clients do you want? What is your budget to open it? Are we doing a build out? Are we doing a building that's already ready? What services are you going to have? What's your price point? Okay, you know your what, but now how do you do that? So how do you go in and work a contract? How do you go in and get the numbers for the build out? How do you go in and find the right location? You need me. So I can give you gems on what you want to fix, what you want to build, but now my CTA at the end is, come over to my spa blueprint. It's $2,000 to get started. And I'm going to show you how to open a spa in 90 days or less. Right? I'm going to walk you through it. So I can give you the gems. I can give you the tips. I can tell you what you need to do, but the how you need me for. So oftentimes we give away all these tips and all these gems, but we never send them to the next place. So we don't give people a path. Right? This is why Amazon is so successful. And I love studying Amazon. They have the one-click purchase, right? So Amazon, well, you'll go on there. They'll suggest something for you. If you've been on there before, you don't even have to put in your information. You don't have to do the address. It's a one-click environment. So Amazon is so successful because they have a path for you to follow. Come on here. Get your item. It goes in your cart. It's coming to your house. Do you need a gift card? What else do you need? Amazon takes care of it. When you don't have a pathway for people, they watch you, they hear your gems, they hear your tips, and then they just left hanging until you do something else free again.
Mm. Okay. That's facts.
Right? Okay. So tell me what to do, because if I give you three tips on toxicity, and now you left me feeling like I'm toxic, now what? And you'd be like, all right, see y'all next week. Next Monday, we're going to do another motivational moment and give three tips on narcissism. Okay, so now I know I married a narcissist. Now what? So you gotta take me, give me a path to my breakthrough, because that's what people are paying for.
But I mean, that's a huge thing, because people are afraid to ask for the sale, right? Yeah. So that's why there's a lot of things that are out there, like people are doing, you know, their Mindset Mondays, and they're asking like the questions, but they can't get to the offer because they're afraid of the offer. And a lot of people don't know how to sell themselves, so they spend a lot of time, you know, just on social media and doing the action, but not being able to close on the deal. And that's why you need a coach. You need somebody to get in there and help you, so you feel one, confident about that. And like you said, once you start one getting into rooms and you start like really understanding your craft, you feel more comfortable with that. So you're able to like actually ask for the sale and making sure, you know, what that looks like.
Listen, there's two people in the world. I'm gonna tell you, this is when life changed. There's sellers and there's buyers. Hello. There's only two types of people in the world. We are all selling or we are buying. And so which one are you going to be? That's when
I say like, this every day.
We're all like, doing. Are you?
I feel like we're all both.
Are you creating? What'd you say, Kevin?
I said, I feel like we're both. The question is, how much are we buying versus selling?
Well, the question really is, when are you the buyer and when are you the seller? because we are always both. Like I tell my sales team this, when a customer comes in, they're going to tell you, you know, like basically you're either going to close them or they're going to close you on the fact that they don't want it. So who was the seller and who was the buyer in that situation? Which is why we're always both in some particular situation. So a salesperson should be always closing, so they're the seller. But if you go into placing like, ah, no, I don't want it today, and they gave up, you sold them on the fact that you don't want it.
I see that, which is good too. If you say you're an entrepreneur, you should always be selling, right? Yes. You, whatever you outfit you put on, however you show up somewhere, you're always selling. But if you go in with this mindset that I'm trying to buy, that I'm trying to do something, because you can be investing in yourself, right? But you should always be selling. Because I used to think that was a bad thing. Came out of church, right? Came out of, I'm not a salesman. I'm not a car salesman. I don't know how to sell to people. Oh. You have to learn how to do that. Because it used to be a stigma that selling was so sleazy, right? Selling was so trash. You don't sell to people. Just nurture them. No, that's beautiful. But I also have to give you this path. You need to know what to do. Everybody is selling to us. Commercials are selling to us. When we're on here, you know, logos and advertisement, things are always selling to us. Kevin got on a shirt. He's selling for somebody or himself, right? You got it right there. We're always selling, but we just have to close the deal like you just talked about. So we have to see ourselves as that, because you're going to be on one side of the fence, even with real estate, right? Are you always going to be the one that's just buying a house, that's renting, or you're going to be the one that says, no, I'm getting property and I'm the seller? So you change your pivot a little. So we're starting. I guess
side note, you need that check for Heroes for Hire since you're advertising for them. Side note.
Ask for the check. You have not because you ask not. How many views did this get? And then tell them it got 11,000 views. I need a check.
Period.
I'm gonna let the nonprofit do his thing. Heroes for Hire, keep doing y'all thing. Keep supporting the sick kids in the hospital and giving them a brighter future when sometimes things don't look bright. I got y'all back. Heroes for Hire, we're good.
Continue. I'm just gonna take a check.
You go take your check and give it to the sick kids. Now look, you're blessed to be a blessing.
Hello.
Hey.
There it is.
You got to know, and you have to know, I was going to say earlier, you have to know your clients, right? So who is it we're selling or buying to? You've got the dreamers, the people that just come in, the low ticket people. You got to know who your people are. You got dreamers. Then you got achievers. They just need a strategy. But then you have your accelerators, and those are the people that need the high ticket. So if you don't know who you're selling to, you sell the wrong thing, and you'll offend an accelerator because you gave them a $27 product.
Yep.
They like, no, nah, I need a $5,000 or a $10,000. So you have to know who you're talking to, because I've learned that $5,000 is a lot easier than them $500. Because those $50 people give you the worst trouble, won't they?
The worst.
$50. And they want the world.
don't even get us started on the $50 people, boy. Call you at midnight and ask you a question, won't they?
We love them, but we got it. We, even if we get them at 50, we're teaching them how to get to 500. We're teaching them how to get to 5,000. Because once they're successful, then they're able to afford that. But they can't stay there. They ain't stay there.
Yes. She said that so nicely. She said that was so nice.
Because
the $50 people, boy. And I can't say, because, I mean, we've all been there, right? When you're trying to figure it out and you can't afford the package and you're trying to get it together. But it is definitely a difference between the $5,000 and the $50. Because that $5,000 won't even take long to decide. Like, if they look and they see that you're the person, they instantly know this is what I'm purchasing, this is what it is. A $50 person will ask you 32 questions about that $50 product and then still say, let me think about it, I'll let you know next week. And it's like, wow, for $50? So it's definitely a difference in the clientele. I'm just going to, you know, point that out.
And I learned that's why they stay stuck, right? Because I was there too. So for a long time, I was like, well, I know so much here and I know so much there. Maybe I won't invest in this. Maybe I'm going to figure this out. I'm going to put a little bit here. And then you start overthinking yourself out of the whole thing, right? So that's why those $50 people ask so many questions, because they're not really ready to move. They're just dreaming. They like the idea. I was there, so I know what it looks like. we like the idea of being better, of having a business, of doing something, coming out of our situation, but we just can't see that investing in ourselves is actually what opens the door to the next thing.
Yes.
Which is why people at the $5,000 level give it freer, because they understand, listen, this is currency.
Yes.
If money is flowing through me, I'm doing my thing. Listen, my daughter is 22. She just had my first grandbaby, y'all. And I was
congratulations.
Congrats.
Thank you. And she's in the military. So, you know, when they get their own money, you know, they understand things are different. So we were shopping for the new baby the other day, getting some stuff. And we were looking at different things. And I was telling her, you know, the price of this and the price of that. And she said, oh, no, Mom, money is currency. She said, so I'm going to get this for the baby. So they have these new, like, baby tubs that have temperature on it. And you could do it mobily. And just like a super baby tub. And I was like, girl, we used to go to Walmart and get the little $6 plastic tub.
Sit in the sink.
And she's telling me, no, Mom, like, you know, money is currency. It flows. And I'm thinking, Lord, I did good. But so when you get to that point that you realize, you know what? This is just money. It's supposed to flow through me. If I sit yes. and try to hold on to it so tight, I'm not going to have any. So I'm yeah. so grateful for her getting that lesson at 22, because I didn't have that. That, hey, if I spend it, if I make it, I can make more, I can do more, and it's flowing through me. It's not just sitting here and I'm nervous to spend it. So that's what we have to get people to wrap their mindset around. That's a lot of what I teach is mindset. It's not that you don't have the skill. It's not that it's not your time. It's just that you got to get your mind right.
Listen, I want to say, like, we spent a long time stuck in low ticket, but what really opened our eyes is being able, like, when you get in the room, and let's say you just get in the room and you general admission, right? But you get in the game, but when you buy VIP, and it's so real, when people tell you to purchase up, whether it's like getting the first class ticket on a flight, but once you open your mind to what that looks like, it honestly really can never go back to what it was. When you realize the game you got, the experience you had, and how, like, this is how it needs to be, you honestly can never go back. And that would be like what I tell everyone, like, if you can just get that early on in business, so that way you know, like, this is the achievable, this is what I want to do, this is how I feel like I need to be. And then you understand how to also deliver that to your clients, because now you have a level to go by, and you're like, hey, like, when I was in the VIP, like, I got all of this, or this package included this, now I know how to deliver that to people. I just feel like that was an amazing thing to, like, open up. And we spent a long time in lower level before we really learned that lesson.
I love that. And the conversation's different in VIP. Yes. I tell people, you don't know who you're going to be sitting next to in VIP. You don't know what you can learn. Some things are caught, some things are taught. Yes. You can catch different things just by sitting with different people. I've spent more in VIP and sat in VIP. And what I've learned about a lot of different people that do VIP, they come, they're going to be in VIP, they're going to talk to you, they might hand you their card. I told you about the young lady at Creators Hub. She gave me her cell phone. She said, matter of fact, don't even go through all that. Here, just call me. But that's, I wouldn't amazing. Have met her in that space, right? And if I wasn't in a certain room. Because after VIP, you get general admission, and then everybody shows up. You yes. look around, those VIP people aren't in general admission. They're not mm-hmm. hanging out in the free space.
Yes.
So sometimes in our community, we love general admission and we fill it up and we run the numbers up, but you're missing the conversation that happens in those small spaces, right? I went to one event, we don't have to say what it is, but VIP was early in the morning. VIP was like 7 a.m. to 10 a.m., right? That means you had to show up and be there. 1 o'clock to 5 p.m. was general admission. There were only 30 people in the morning session for VIP. But the general admission had 300 people.
Wow.
And I ran into people that said, oh, hey, Dr. Kimberly, hey, you just getting here? No, I've been here all day. I've been in VIP. But we do that. We show up and we say, we just got in the room. But there's got to be a point where you come back just getting in the room all the time.
Yes.
Because you say, I want to be in a different space. I want to be in a different tax bracket. I want to make more of an impact. I'm going to have to invest in myself to get in a different room, and I'm going to have to show up for myself before I can show up for other people.
That's 100% true. We were just in Atlanta in an event, and one of the things with, like, the VIP per se, was they had a mixer. And the amount of entrepreneurs, high-level entrepreneurs that just came, just rolled through, was amazing. And just like regular people having regular conversations, but money conversations. Mm-hmm. And I told Kevin, I said, like, they are having money conversations over just eating barbecue. Like, it is nothing. And what people don't understand is the difference between when you get in general admission, you don't go to the pre-event and you don't go to the after event. So you miss all the money conversations.
You missed it.
You got the word on the stage, but that was it. You know what I mean? And I'm not saying it's bad to get the word. Yeah. Yes.
And they feel like you're their peer, right? So different conversations are had because just like I said about the young lady, now we're peers. So we're just talking, we're chatting. They don't have to put you on a master class. They don't have to say sign up for this because we're in the same place. They know you invested and they invested.
Yes.
And those are the people like we talked about. When you get up in those higher levels, the conversation changes. The atmosphere is different. We can just talk because we understand that we both invested to be here. So we don't have to compete. We don't have to fight because we're confident in who we are and what we bring to the table.
That's 100%. I mean, that goes back to like what we're supposed to be talking about, which is the likes don't equate to money, because I feel like a lot of people are very focused on how they show up for social media and the likes that they get and who's watching what page. And for me, I'm like, it's the rooms you get in, the people that are networking, because it's 100% true that your network equals your net worth. Yeah. And those people will take you and say, hey, let me introduce you to them. They're doing XYZ. And like, people will reach out to me and I won't even know like who they are, but I'm like, you know what? Let me just see if they moving. Like, what's the movement look like? Yeah. And then I'll say, like, people will be like, wait, you said yes to this. And I'm like, I'm just watching the movement because something says I need to be connected to other entrepreneurs who move like how I want to move or how we're moving. And if I don't see it, then I just, you know what I'm saying? I don't see it. But so many people are focused on social media and like, did you like the post? Did you share the post? What is that getting you? Because it's not getting you a bag. Like, I got $9.50, but that, you know what I'm saying? Like, I can't run it up with that.
You hating on your own $9 now? When I did, it was a problem.
No, you tried to put me at Burger King. That was the problem.
I'm sorry.
Hold up, but that's how they do us. I had two posts, I think, go viral on Facebook, and I got $23.62. And I said,
Lord.
$23, a million people liked it. And I got $23.
That's crazy.
And I had nowhere to send all those people. So now I have a million people watching one video that was really good. But then if they go on my page, where am I sending them to? So that's another thing that people miss. If you're going to have likes, if you're going to have followers, give them something to follow up with you. It is not hard to get a crowd. It is not hard to get followers. You can buy followers now. Right? Yes. When people tell me they have 3 million followers, I'm like, okay, but what's happening in the background? Do you have a link in your bio? Do you have a mini chat happening in the background, a system set up? Because you just got a million people watching you and saying your outfit is nice. But you spent more money making the video than you brought
facts.
In. Right? You spent all that money to put on your Gucci outfit and a million people liked it. And you got $23 from Instagram. No.
And as Kevin said, then you took it to Burger King and now you got nothing.
Now you have nothing. Now you gotta go make another video.
Right, another video, all at work to get another $23. But and that's the whole point. Like, and now my coach does say this. He's like, use social media as a tool.
Yes.
Because a lot of people are stuck on scrolling, but are you using it for what it should be for? So you're either going to be trapped in it, or you going to use it to you know, get a bag. And that's the whole point. Like you said, like, build your systems up and make sure you can collect from your clients. And it's a lot that you have to learn. And that's why, like, getting in the room is important. And if you can't pay to get in the room, watch the webinar. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, do the small thing to get to the larger thing, but make sure it's emotion in that. Because people spend too long stuck on, I don't know, XYZ, when really all you had to do was invest a little bit in yourself to get to the next steps.
That's it. And get out of social media, right? So social media is for scrolling. That's, you can scroll. That's wonderful. But you should be taking them somewhere else, to a community, to your book, to your course. Social media is where you post it, but don't keep them there. Take them to the lead magnet, send them to an email. So now you can talk to them, right? But that's what happens. A lot of people just come on social media, we're entertaining. And I can say it because I did it for a long time. And I used to be like, okay, I got all these people on my live. I got all these people following me. This is amazing. But they're not doing anything. And then I go look and I'm like, I sold 5 books. That wasn't the plan, right? Or they want community. And they say, oh, Dr. Kimberly, your masterclass was amazing, but now what? Now they're waiting for the next masterclass. No, I need a community where you can go, where you can grow, and you don't need me, right? So we are building a community now where they're helping each other. They're looking out for each other. The peers are answering questions for each other. We just decided to do chapters for the different states. So now people in Georgia can look out for people in Georgia. People in Florida can make their own mixer and get people together. Instead of me burning myself out, trying to say, y'all, I'm coming to Michigan. I'm coming to Georgia. I'm not coming to all these places. It's people that live in your state. And they want to have brunch with you. So we, again, have to take these people, meet them on social media. That's beautiful. But then take them somewhere else. Give them that pathway to come to my community, pay me $37, $47 a month. Now I got passive income over here. But wait, you need my book. So that's another $20 book you need to get. And then from there, you need to take my masterclass. In the military, this is what I loved. We had SOPs, right? Standard operating procedures. So anytime you started a new job, anytime you worked on something, we had a booklet and we had instructions on what to do next. Literally, it was a timeline. You need to do this week one, do this week two. We don't give that to people. You got the Boss Fest. I got people asking me all about the flyers and what they need to do. Y'all need to sign up. You need to get in the room. And then when you're in the room, Edwina and Kevin will tell you what you need to do next. Okay?
Well, we're going
to
tell you.
Week two. Then you got week three. Follow up with them. See where you need to be. But oftentimes we don't do that. We're just excited. Mm-mm. I even had to learn. They come to an event and then they go home. No. Yep. What do we give them next before they even leave? That's what it's all about.
That is 100% sure. And I'm glad you said that because Kevin and I, which we talk about a lot, the mistakes that we make in entrepreneurship on this podcast, but this is our 5th Boss Fest, right? And last year we said, you know what? We have an offer. We're going to present it on the stage. And you know, when you have an event, stuff don't go the way that it's supposed to go. And the offer never came out. So I'm like, we have literally done this now. This will be number 5. The offer hadn't hit the stage yet. And so it's just so many things that you learn. You okay?
I'm with you, babe. The offer hadn't came out yet.
It's on the way.
It's on the way.
Right. It's definitely on the way to this time. But it's those things where, like, when people tell you, hey, in business, like, I'm telling you this because I know it. I'm telling you I spent this many thousands of dollars trying to get my business up so you don't have to do it this way. Like, follow them, because what we're doing is we're saving you time. Like, we're helping you get to the bag faster so you don't have to make the mistakes that we made. Like, invest in yourself so literally you can save yourself time, which is time is something you can't get back, right? Like, we've invested thousands of dollars into businesses and gone the wrong way in some cases, right? Had to pivot and come back and do it again. Like, we put on this event because, like, we were the entrepreneurs sitting there like, I don't know what to do, but thank goodness, like, we stepped in this room and, you know, general admission got us here, but it didn't keep us there, you know what I mean? Like, we've elevated past that, and just being able to say, like, we know what it feels like to be there, we want to help the next person. And then even in, like, growing in business, you still gonna make mistakes, right?
Yeah.
It still happens. And you still pivot, you get back up. Apparently you waste $10,000 and then you do it again.
But you did it. But you did it. That I have it. That's why I am so grateful for you guys doing Boss Fest and making these spaces and these places where people can learn, where they can grow, where they can stumble a little bit and get back on track. Because oftentimes we just saw the glitz and the glam and we've all made it. But where do we start? Where do we come from? Are there bumps along the way? Yes, but keep going. So I am so grateful to you guys for this. This is huge.
Thank you. And a community of no gatekeepers, right? Like, you saying that, hey, I'm building a community and now we have it in different states. That is huge, because we preach all the time, like, entrepreneurship is hard. Like, let's just be for real. This is not an easy journey and it is not for the weak. But what you need is a community of people that, you know, I can go to. I can say, hey, Dr. Kimberly, like, I tried this idea. I failed. It didn't work out. And you can say, sis, that's all right. You know what? I like the idea, but try this. And someone who's going to say, hey, I'm not going to gatekeep. I just did that. And this was able to get me a bag. And now I can get back up and do it again. But the community is important of people who are going to say, I hear you. No small minds in the communities, like people who want to see you elevate and grow. And you got to start off sometimes by getting in a room and talking to the person next to you and saying like, hey, what community are you in? What are you doing? Let's link up. Sometimes that is a huge thing for entrepreneurs.
It's huge. And then what I like is that you two are doing it together, right? Oftentimes you see people in the same household or whatever that are competing with one another. I seen it in my previous marriage. And it's like, wait, I'm not competing with you. I'm on the same team. So the fact that y'all can do it together and collaborate together, you are showing that even in this relationship, in the foundation of what we know we're called to do, we're called to multiply, right? And we can't multiply by ourselves. So the fact that y'all multiply physically, spiritually, financially, and in business, you're already telling people what to do. Lock in and get with somebody that wants to see you grow, that wants to see you prosper, that wants to see you do better, and then do it together. Child.
People, you receiving that, Kevin?
I'm here. I am here in the word. I am here.
They can't act like they can do it by themselves. No, we can't.
You cannot do it by yourself. And I will say I've been in a lot of situations where there have been married couples, and being married and in business, it is not easy. Like, you okay? You okay?
I
feel like people across the street heard you breathe hard. Like,
I felt it in my spirit. Like, it was tough, and I'm just glad God brought me through it. Continue, babe. Continue.
So having a partner in business and then being in the same household, because people don't understand that. Like, you have to learn where the business stops and then the relationship starts. And that is a huge thing. And then for us, we're also bosses all day. So you're all day at a boss at your 9 to 5 or whatever. And then you come home and it's like, you know, bossing. But what I want to say is in this, how we started this thing is me losing my job of like 15 years during like COVID and feeling like, hey, it's time to pivot. But him supporting a dream and then him saying, I'm not only going to support the dream, I'm going to follow you with it. And then when I say I'm going to give up because I'm like, oh, boss, that was $10,000. I don't know if I'm going to do it again. And him saying, just try it again. And sometimes that's what you need is for somebody to say, just try it again. Like, consistency is what keeps you going. And whether that's a partner in your marriage or a partner that you find at a networking event, whatever that looks like, somebody saying, just do it again, just keep going, means the world sometimes and can really change the trajectory of your business. And I speak that from knowledge. So I just wanted to say that.
I love that the word this year, this month, excuse me, for September, I said was pivot. So I love your word pivot, because oftentimes we think pivot means something went wrong. It doesn't mean something went wrong. Mm-hmm. It doesn't mean you're going the wrong way. It just means you need to just move, make a slight change, right? We talked about airplanes earlier. If an airplane is on a path and every time it makes like a half a click off direction, after a while, it's going to be so way off. Right? But it was just those little small movements. So sometimes you'll be going a direction thinking that you're good, but these little pivots, these little things took you off, and you need to look up and be like, oh, Lord, I'm not even on where I was supposed to be going. So you need to pivot and get back in alignment.
Yes.
Because you can go be going fast in the wrong direction.
Look, I'll even say this. I felt, and this season has been huge for me, that I can tell that God is pivoting what I'm doing. Like, when you think this is where I'm supposed to go, and you're like, I got this set up in my mind, like, I'm going to get this, like, I'm going to get this job, and I'm going to do, you know, X, Y, Z. And it's like, why is everything pushing me away from where I said I was going? Because it's not you in charge. It's the pivot that's happening. And I told Kevin before we even got on this podcast, I was like, the pivot, like, I just feel it so strongly, like, where I'm supposed to go and where I thought I was going, it's not the same. So it's not my design. I'm just going to sit back and I'm going to let it happen. Because sometimes I'm supposed to pivot and I'm being pivoted away from something that may be causing me danger. So I'm ready for this. So I totally agree with what you're saying. And pivoting at no means is a bad thing. You could be pivoting your way right into a better future, a bigger bag, a better connection. So never think of a pivot as being bad.
Kevin, is it welling up in you? Look like you was.
Look, I've been saying like he just making noise, like he going to church. Listen, he need a church fan.
No, see, I'm this is the moment where you know you, like I said, you sit back, you listen to the word, you absorb the word, and you figure out how you're going to apply the word in your everyday life. This is my figuring out how do I apply it, because a lot of things were said with that conversation, like especially, you know, us being married in this thing, building a business, still being bosses and 9-to-5s, and trying to get people to see, hey, it's a way for you to get that extra money that your company won't give you if you just tap into that gift that God already gave you. And I'm just sitting here listening to Dr. Kimberly's story. She's like, hey, man, I had a couple of salons and things of that nature. I'm like, man, dang, if you already had these three businesses, why not keep staying in that space? It's like, you know what? No, there's a way for me to still make this money, do more, and I ain't got to work as hard. And that's what we're starting to develop in this process. Like, man, we thinking we finna go to these people's jobs and they finna give us this money, this fake-ass 2%. I ain't supposed to be cussing. This 2% of this 3% increase over the course of a year. And you realize, man, you only gave me an extra $1,000, but what can I do in my everyday life that could have generated that $1,000 in a day, a weekend, a week, a month? Man, I got to learn to be in the right spaces and learn how to tap into this potential. So I'm building it in me, and I just want to say that to the community.
And don't be afraid of what people are going to say, right? Because I had at one time the three spas. And I thought, if I close them, if I do something else, what are people going to say? What are they going to think? But the reality is I was using the third one to pay the second one and hoping the second one will pay the first one. Because you can grow too fast is also a bad thing too. Right? Pinky Cole told y'all, you grow too fast.
Yeah.
And that's a bad thing too. So, I had to like, okay, let me scale back. Let me see what we really need to do. And let me do it the right way. Because nobody ever told me. I just went into the first one, went into the second one, and then the third one just, you know, fell in my lap. So we have to learn what is it God is calling us to do and even pivot no matter what people are going to say, no matter what people are going to think. Because if we follow what God told us to do, it's even better than what we had in mind for ourselves.
I just want to stop right there, like, and just say, like, what you said is so important. Don't worry about what other people are going to say, because whether you're successful or you not, they still don't talk. I was just looking at Kim Possible's post, and she was talking about going on Jennifer Hudson's show. And before that, she said, somebody said, I post too much. And she was like, I'm still going to post because look where I came from. And it's crazy because they were talking about her before then. Like, she had made another post where when she was just starting out, people were talking about, you know, the price of this and what she had to offer. Now that you're making it and you going on the show, they're talking about you post too much and you do that. So just don't worry about what people say, because regardless of what you do and how you move, they still going to say it anyway.
They gonna say it anyway. So give them something to talk about. That's what grandma used to say. They gonna talk.
Give them something to talk about.
Give them something to talk about. And then you keep doing what you're supposed to do. What did I tell you before? The enemy is not robbing an empty house. Haters are not hating on anybody that doesn't have motion. So if they're talking about you, you're doing the right thing. You're doing something to be noticed.
I think it was Tamika who said last week, telling people to move around.
And don't talk too early. That's the last thing I want to give people. I know we went into overtime. Is don't talk about something too early. Don't give it away too early. It's a newborn. I told my baby, that baby can't be out until he's 6 weeks old. We will take our business, we'll take our dream, and we'll put it out way too early. People will try to kill it. They'll try to shoot it down. Your vision, your business is a newborn. Let it grow a little bit. Let it mature a little bit before you start telling people about it. Birth the thing before you start talking about it. You know, you over here pregnant and trying to tell people, and they're trying to take you out, trying to have this stillborn business, this miscarried business, because you talk too much.
Well, one thing I want to say, I'm glad that you said she got to keep that baby in the house for 6 weeks, because apparently they don't do that no more. But... Anyway, that's a whole nother story.
That is not talking about business.
What Ricky Smiley said, a baby like this side, like, why is that baby outside?
Put
that baby in the house.
Not little baby. Put that business back in the house until it's ready.
Till it's ready. That is huge, because you out here with all these people with small thinking, small minds, telling you what you can't do, and then you start buying into, like, you start believing it, but you done told them too early.
You told them too early, and it didn't even have a chance to grow and build and be what it needed to be. So nurture that thing, get it where it needs to be, and then when you birth it, when you announce it, it'll be ready. It'll be time.
That is so true. So many times people will kill your big dream and it'll never get off the ground just because you told the wrong person about it.
That's good.
Yes. That's so good. I am 100% with you on that. Like, just keep moving. Like, consistency is honestly the name of the game. Somebody who is consistent in their business will go further than someone who knows more in the business. So be consistent and definitely, like you said, let the baby go a little bit. Don't put it out there for the world, because the world will kill your dream.
It will kill your dream, but it cannot kill this baby that is being birthed on October 5th at Boss Fest.
Hello.
So we want to see everybody in the birthing room October 5th. In Tampa,
well, I'm gonna drop the link, because that was right on time. That was right on time. Look, get in the room. Kevin, you be so good that you don't want to do your threes. Yeah.
Y'all be in the room for Boss Fest October 5th, going down Tampa, Florida. Listen, be in the room. You want to go get your tickets? Go get your tickets at www.boss-fest.com. Listen, we got some codes out there. We got several codes out there, and utilize them. I'm gonna tell you this: the wife had hit me in the head the other day. She said, "Bae, people are hitting me up and they asked me about these different ticket prices and all this other stuff." I said, "All right, tell you what, I'm gonna give on it. General admission. We gonna lower that a little bit." So that way people can get in the room. Because, you know, sometimes these tariffs and stuff like that, people look iffy with their money. We lowered the general admission ticket costs. Get on the website, get your ticket, general admission. I promise you, you ain't going to be sitting to the next to the VIP people who talking money, but you will be in the room. You'll be able to absorb the game. So that way next time you realize, damn, I should have had my VIP ticket. Because, listen, the food is in the VIP room, and people talk real good when they eating and drinking. So I'm just saying, if I was you, I would get the VIP ticket. I would definitely get the Boss Academy ticket, because where else can you talk to influencers and people that's six-figure, seven-figure, eight-figure earners who's giving this game to the masses, and they're typically charging $20,000 just to get into their coaching programs, and you get a chance to get into an intimate space and ask them a question. Listen, don't sleep on Boss Academy. I promise you. There are some people who've turned their whole lives around from a 20-minute conversation. You could be one of them. So that's my plugs. We'll let you finish it up. Ask any questions.
I mean, you did great. Only thing that I would add to that before we let Kimberly let them know how to follow her and support is use code Kim to save 20% on any level Boss Fest ticket. Y'all came here and y'all got the game today. And I'm telling you, I knew I wore my jacket for a reason, because I knew I was going to leave with some gems. Y'all go to the website, use code Kim, save 20%. And that way you can continue this conversation with us October 5th. So before we head out, Did we lose? Oh, okay. Nope. Before we head out, Dr. Kimberly, let them know how to follow you, how to support you, so that way they can keep getting these gems. Can you hear her? I can't hear her. I know that hotel ain't trying to do her like that.
Come on, we 2 minutes. Let's go, hotel Wi-Fi. Let's run it. Tell us how to follow you, Coach.
Can y'all see me?
We got you.
Yes, we see you.
Okay. On Instagram or Facebook, it's Dr. Kimberly Michelle with one L. go to the website www.kmichelleconsulting.com.
So we appreciate you. If you get a chance, because I know you are at the hotel traveling and getting a bag right now, if you get a chance to drop your links in the comments, that way they could just touch it and follow you. But we appreciate you joining us tonight on the Boss Fest podcast. It has been amazing. The gems dropped have been amazing. We greatly appreciate y'all. Listen, if y'all do not have y'all ticket for Boss Fest, get in the room. We are definitely bringing the heat this year. So we are not playing around, and we went all out for this event. We hope to see y'all there. And Kevin, that is all I got for you.
And we out this thing till next Wednesday. Peace. I'm the biggest boss that you've seen thus far. I'm the biggest boss that you've seen thus far. I'm the biggest boss that you've seen thus far. Because it's just another day in the life of the boss. I'm liking the results that I'm getting. And like Bethany said, you have to know when to pivot and make that shift. When things are not going right in the world or in your business, you have to learn how to make that pivot and learn, what do I need to change?
A lot of people are in debt, but that's why do not get that car before you get that house.
That's where the money is. Focus on the brand deals, I would say, is the big money.
So collaborating with those big brands. Collaboration. Oh, yeah. Collaboration.
Tag them all and tag them. If you're eating their Publix cookies, tag Publix. If you're whatever brand you're wearing or is in your content, go ahead and tag them. Get their attention. And you know, they might be in your next DM. House line up, get fresh outfit. Bust a head of parking lot on smash. I'm the biggest boss that you've seen thus far. I'm the biggest boss that you've seen thus far. Cause it's just another day in the life of the boss.
I've seen people in 5 years, in that 5-year plan, like they're on the high side, and then like you say, when they hit rock bottom, they run from it. But what I've noticed, and this is like with any business, but especially in event promoting, is it about you or is it about the people? I think a lot of people go wrong because they want to be cheered for. They want to be they want to be Diddy. It's me in front instead of the brand that you're building, the company that you're building is in front. You know, and I think that when you make those mistakes, it takes you back, and that's what can destroy you in 5 years.
They make money, they get paid. So don't think of a nonprofit as being a business that you do not get paid. At some point, you will get to that point where you're able to pay yourself from your nonprofit. But again, don't forget your why.
Entrepreneurship is not easy. I've cried so many nights. The money that I've thrown away trying to make this thing work. Y'all, please don't tell my husband because he may divorce me. But I say I give up so many times, but then I start again. And it's so important when you're an entrepreneurship to say, I'll get up and I'll do this again. I thank this man right here because he stands beside me, he supports me, and together we are going to make this thing work.
I'm the biggest boss that you've seen thus far. I'm the biggest boss that you've seen thus far. I'm the biggest boss that you've seen thus far. I'm the biggest boss that you've seen thus far. I'm the biggest boss that you've seen thus far.